Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of Smirnoff Live. I am your host, Rob Smirnoff Uzzle. This is Thursday, April 7, 2016, and I got my co-host, as always, the great big nose, wide nose, nostril men, butt-loving, cheek butt-loving, ugly motherfucker-looking, my nigga, Eric. Brown.
Hey, what's up, people? What's going on?
What's up, nigga?
Hey, ain't nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Just chilling.
I got the gimmick going, if you catch my meaning.
Oh, shoot.
Can you tell? I'm in a relaxed mood. Sorry we didn't make that flick last night, man. But if you lived down there, you could have came in. Hey, you know what? That's the topic of tonight's show. We're gonna talk about women, booty, and more bitches. So with that being said, Eric, why do you love women so much?
Why do I love women so much? Let's see. Oh, my God. Where do I start? I mean, I was an early bloomer. I had my first girlfriend when I was 5 years old. You know, I just always...
Oh, nigga, that don't count. This nigga said he had his first girlfriend when he was 5 years old. That don't count, nigga.
I know that don't count. But I'm just saying this. I just love the passion a woman can give you, you know? You know, because when a woman loves you, she really loves you.
I have to kind of disagree on that, man, because, see, I've been married. And it was all of here comes the money. Here comes the money. Money, 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 money. Or in Walter's case, I know he ain't listening, but if he was listening, here comes the booty. Man's butt.
Here comes the booty. Yeah. You know, just send him a box of bootios. He'll be okay.
Well, every other fucking site, they, you know, wrestling suit, they broke it down why WrestleMania was bad. I'm here.
Okay.
I was just asking, what are your thoughts about WrestleMania 32? I thought it was an above-average show. I'm not going to go into...
I liked it a lot. I think Shane really made that show. And the Divas, I'm telling you, they really stepped their game up.
That Divas match, you know, they set the game up, but really, man, that should have either been Sasha or Becky's moment. Becky should have won that motherfucker because no one would have saw it coming.
Yeah, well, or even Sasha. I mean, after all, did score to the ring rapping. That would have been cool, though, if she would have won that championship. That would have been cool.
You think it's too soon for her, or you think it's the right time to pull the trigger?
I think it's the right time. See how she runs the champion, you know, because she does have a good person, a good personality on her.
Yeah, she's fine, a motherfucker too.
Yes, she is. Tiny little firecracker.
Hey man, I had to go back and watch my boy. He put it down. The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it's time once again for everybody to climb aboard the
whole train. And, you know, let's face it, every man likes a hoe. Let's not even bullshit about that. I hear all these guys that, you know, I mean, she's not a virgin, like, what the fuck ever. Every man remembers his first hoe. The woman that put him on him so damn good, you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Man, I remember my first one.
You ever have a shock hoe? A girl you thought was just so quiet and pretty, and then when you had sex with her, and she put some shit out on you, you're like, what the fuck?
I got that over here right now.
That's right.
I thought she was all quiet and shit. We're talking about Lynn, y'all, for those of y'all that listen. Y'all remember Lynn in the live sex session. That was an excellent episode. That's when I was geeked out a little bit, and fucking CJ just kept rambling on. We just went off on that fucking episode, man.
That's it.
That's in the archives. That's in the Chronicles of Smirnoff Live. Goddamn.
What's up with Holly Berry? I mean, she blaming every man for her problems. No, girl, you just batshit.
She batshit sexy for it. Goddamn.
Yeah, but she's still batshit. She's still batshit. You know, just like,
So what else you want to get into, man?
Well, I wouldn't mind getting Machine and Alicia Keys legs, but if you were oh my damn. Woo, baby. I don't know, just something. She looked like she could really hurt you in the bedroom. I'm serious. She does. She got, you know, she's gonna be a tomboy. She like she could put it on your ass. You be like, who the fuck to this? Did I fuck her or she just fuck me? Damn.
Man, you wouldn't know what to do with that, boy.
Hey, I will go down. I will go down fighting, brother. I'll go down fighting.
Bro, that nigga said go down fighting.
You damn straight, you know. I'll go down fighting shit, you know. I was like, yep, she tore my ass up. She made me tap out, but damn it, I got it. That's the point.
Yeah, boy.
I might be limping right now.
Yeah, limp dick ass motherfucker.
Man, look, man, I might be on crutches for a week, but she tore my ass up, and I got it.
This nigga said crutches.
I don't know. She might have that one shit. You know what I'm saying? God, we thought she was gay at one point. I'm like, okay. I think she into that rough shit, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be jumping off the bed, getting your elbow smashed and shit.
Hey, I tell you, somebody you gotta come with it with. You can't come with that hash dip bullshit. Fucking Beyonce. Her thick ass.
Oh, hell no.
You can't come half stepping. Goddamn, you gotta go all the meat.
Oh, hold up. Beyonce would damn near rip your ass. Like, this motherfucker, this is my dick. Shut the fuck up. Like, goddamn, okay. This is not the first dick. Like, okay. Whatever you want.
You like this pussy, don't you? You like this pussy, don't you, goddamn it? Whose pussy is this? Huh? I can't hear you. And yeah. She be having the bull whips and shit out. It'd be some S&M type shit. You know, Lynn's into that shit too. You know, she.
I'm like, oh, hell. Yeah, she bringing that cat of nine tails. I'm like, what the fuck? Honey,
hey.
What's with the whip?
Hey, man, we're going to have to fly you in from D. Where are you from again? Maryland?
Yeah, Maryland.
Yeah, we're going to have to fly you. Where's the nearest airport? In Washington?
Yeah, BWI, yeah.
All right, go on and get you a round trip ticket to DFW. I'll come pick you up. And we'll have a live Rob Smith off live set session. You can videotape me and Lynn doing it on the air, goddammit. And then I'm gonna put that shit on you porn like a motherfucker. I said to myself this year, I'm gonna make something go viral, goddammit. Something's gonna go viral. Shit, boys are making all the fucking money and shit, man. Shit, I'm trying to get some of that white boy money. Fuck the dumb shit.
I'm sure they the ones making all that damn money, you know. Well, I used to do little bits and pieces. I used to throw bachelor parties back in the day, but you know, that shit got old.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers don't want to pay your ass. I'm like, motherfucker, look, I'm not doing this out of friendship. I gotta make some money.
Man, that's why you gotta have a contract, goddamn, and then sue their ass on Judge Judy. Judge Judy will listen to you.
Yeah.
And she's gonna be like, what kind of business is this again? It's the fucking business, Your Honor. Did I ever tell you I was on Judge Joe Brown 8 years ago?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm. I got the clip. There's a clip. It's not online anywhere. You can't find it. But I still got a clip somewhere. I'll send that shit to you.
Yeah.
I was on Jerry Springer, too.
Damn.
That's right around the time. Hey, did I meet you after Jerry Springer or before? I met her before Jerry Springer, and then we hooked back up. Oh, they did call you, didn't they? Oh, yeah. I gave them Lynn's number, and they called Lynn. Hey, you want to get on the air with us, like? I thought you usually liked doing this. The mess of hitting your ass, ain't it? You feeling a little better? You want to do some live Smirnoff fucking? She don't want to do no fucking. I done sit up here, cook dinner, and she just called me the N-word. Uh-oh. Where them goddamn condoms at? I go to the goddamn corner store, give me some goddamn Trojans, and call it a night.
Yeah.
Give her the gimmick. She already got the gimmick in her, and you know, hey, let me have the other gimmick.
Hey, ain't nothing like, you know, Trojans. That's always been my favorite brand of condoms. You know, Lifestyle's are okay, but ain't nothing like Trojan.
I used the Lifestyle before. Never broke on me. Never caught an STD.
Yeah.
But them Trojan band. Ain't nothing like a Trojan. Hey, Fire and Ice.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody's first condom. It's just like everybody's first condom is Trojan.
You ever tried that Fire and Ice?
Oh, no. I got to try that shit.
Yeah, it's a brand called Fire and Ice, Trojan. Like, dog, I don't know. It depends on which one you get. But, like, it'll make your dick feel like it's warm or cold. And it'll make the pussy feel like it's warm or cold while you fucking.
Damn.
It's some badass shit. That was a motherfucker when they came out with that shit.
Oh, man.
I've used magnums. I used all that shit, man. Ultra Real, all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I let the girl choose. Do you want the Trojan, or do you want the Lifestyle?
Campus. No kiss. She got a nigga cut her up with her now. I put that dick on her earlier. No, not really. Last night, dude, it was going down, boy. Oh, me? You got me fucked up. Talking about she had me screaming like a little bitch. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, dog. She put it on me last night. That pussy was on point last night, goddamn. Hey, this is how I was. I said, goddamn. Oh, that pussy good. Oh, shit. And I caught myself talking about, I love you. Oh. And then when I finally busted a nut, I bullshit you not. I was like, oh my God. Oh.
Do you like Christina Milian?
Who?
Christina Milian.
Not sure who that is.
You know her. She's a singer. Little Spanish chick.
No, I can't say.
She did that movie with Nick. She did that movie with Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon left on top of the same.
I ain't seen it.
Oh shit! Okay. But yeah,
I'm sending you a picture. I'm sending you a Facebook profile of somebody I used to work with. What is this? New lawsuit filed against WWE. What is this? Probably some concussion bullshit that they've been talking about.
New baby. Oh, they're still kidding. Oh, they're pretty. And you know how I feel about the major women. You know how I feel about the major women now.
Yeah. Hey, get this. Former WWE superstar Renee Dupree filed a class action lawsuit against the WWE because of unpaid royalties from both the WWE Network and Netflix.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And they're coming out of the woodwork suing the WWE like crazy. And, that's sad. See, one thing about those Filipinos, they still got that black nose.
Which one? You said black
nose?
I'm
talking about in general. I mean, I'm not just saying general. They still got that. They got that wide nose.
You talking about black women?
Filipino women.
Oh, you looking at the picture?
Yeah.
She's a cute one, though.
Yeah, she is cute.
You got a friend or? She actually liked our podcast. I don't know if she's listening to it or not. Her name is Munyan Quinyon Talam or some shit.
Yeah.
Munyan Talam. She lives in the Philippines.
Oh, man.
Oh, speaking of the Philippines, I got a story for you.
Oh, talk to me.
Okay, so my boy Ryan, about 3 years ago, met this chick on a Facebook group. Dog, they met about 2 months later in Los Angeles. And then he caught himself being in love with this hoe. Dog, he spent like $2,500 round trip and spent like a whole week or two in the Philippines. And then this past November, had her come up here, paid for that. That's got to be another $2,500. So now we're talking, let's say $6,000 he spent.
Yeah.
And he probably spent another $5,000 on a motherfucking ring and got engaged to her. And then a month and a half later, earlier this year, they decided to call off the engagement.
Oh, hell no.
And he told me a woman's his name. Well, I already did, but he ain't going to listen to that shit. But dog, I asked him straight up. I said, he's talking about he's living for the Lord. See, that's his angle. See, when he one of them church going motherfuckers, and he feel bad. He want to use God to, which will segue into my next subject. He wants to use God as his crutch for feeling bad for having sex with the hoe.
Dog, shit, I love God, but I never feel bad about having sex.
Dog, he raw dog this bitch, man. He fucked around a condom, man. Didn't even know the bitch. From another country? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Hey, I've been with a lot of women in my day, and I'm going to just tell you like this here. I've only raw dogged two women. That was my ex-wife and then an ex-fiance. That's it. I ain't never raw dog anyone else.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, man.
I ain't gonna lie on my dick now.
Oh no, I love my dick too much to do some crazy shit like that.
Mm-hmm. So what else has been up in the world of Eric Brown, you big nose motherfucker, you? You know I'm just outside fucking with you.
Oh no, don't even worry about it, man. It's all good, man. I just been chilling, you know, working and chilling. Yeah, probably getting into something this weekend or something, you know.
Yeah, I got a family reunion I'm supposed to go to. Money been tight. I told you about my little gambling that I'm working on. Yes, everyone who's listening, I have a gambling issue, and I am addressing it. I went to counseling last night, man. That actually, you know, therapy ain't nothing wrong with a nigga getting some therapy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
Yeah. I got therapy before. I mean, yeah, it ain't nothing wrong with it.
And be like, Doc, I love pussy too much. But you went for other reasons. See, you had ulterior motives. You said, Doc, I like booty. A man's butt. Oh, man. I'm still waiting for you to get even with me because I know you got it in you. You're a nigga, so you got it in you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make something for you.
Hey, so let's have a gentleman's agreement, much like I had with that motherfucker Walter. Nothing we do will be posted on Facebook. Let's just have a gentleman's agreement
Never do that shit, man. That's just below the belt, you know.
But if you want to text me or you want to message me on the side, hey, I got no problem with that because I'm going to come back hard too, dog. I'm like my nigga Flea said, I'm a warrior. So let that be known. I'm a warrior. That nigga was serious, too. He's like, I'm serious. Them booty jokes never get old, man. And every time I see New Day, I just start laughing, dude, because them motherfuckers always talking about booty.
Oh, my God. And wait a minute. How about they coming out dressing like the Saiyans and shit? They were dressed like the damn Zenu. They were dressed like the Zenu Force.
Yeah, I saw that. You see that picture of them? Somebody drew a picture of them.
Yeah, that
like
was cool,
fucking,
man. Somebody put the boys wasn't working that, boy.
Are you part of the Solo Monsters group?
Huh?
I said, Solo you part
Monster?
Of Solo Monster? Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a group on Facebook, and I see all that shit. I see some shit in ODQ, but they're all like talking about how much they love TNA and shit, and TNA soldiers. It's like a running joke and shit. Ain't nothing but trolls on that one, but Solid Monster's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, some of these wrestling groups got these little 12-year-old trolls. They get in their feelings about everything. Like, good Lord. Little kid, please. If you can't, you know, if you can't swim, don't go in the deep water.
No, John, I tell you, the wrestling groups are supposed to be made for grown men. Not for little kids. See, when you and I were coming up, you know, we close in the same. You're a generation ahead of me, but you know I'm on that borderline since I was born in '81.
Yeah,
I'm kind of between Generation X and Millennial, but I ain't no Millennial because I'm definitely more Generation X.
Yeah,
and fucking, you know, just the fact that, you know, them motherfuckers will sit up there and do some crazy shit and just talk some crazy shit and all that.
Yeah.
Man, them motherfuckers, they be, I don't even know. You want to do the after party?
Always. Oh, you know you already got me down for the after party, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the after party. Goddamn after party. Let me get this right.
Yeah, man. And
so what you want to talk about in the after party?
Oh man, let's see here. Women you wanna fuck. wrestlers you wanna fuck, you know.
Oh, female wrestlers. Oh, shit. Every one of them motherfuckers. Which one?
Oh, shit. My God.
Hey, Charlotte fine to me, man. I'm sorry. Charlotte's a fine motherfucker.
Yeah.
She ain't all that in the face. It depends on how they have her. It's that mold that I can get past the fact that she looks more like her dad than her mom.
Yeah.
She looked more like Ric Flair. No homo, Ric Flair is not a bad-looking man, you know.
She can be a little hard in the face sometimes. I'm like, God damn.
It depends on how they have her and the makeup.
You know how they have her. Because you know what? She looks like she can whoop somebody's ass in real life. You know what I'm saying? She looks tough.
No, I'll tell you who's tough, Tamina Snuka.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something. You know what same sex really is, brother? Not pissing her off. She look like she can whoop your ass.
Well, you know, this is like, you know, she's going through a divorce right now.
I didn't know she was married.
Yeah. You know, she was married one time to Bram from TNA.
Okay.
And he whooped her ass or some shit.
Well, Bram looked like
laws.
Bram, you know what? Bram looked like a damn serial killer.
And you know Crimson?
Yeah.
He got arrested the other day for sexual assault on his girlfriend.
The fuck?
Yeah, man. All them motherfuckers in TNA crazy. I love Jeff Hardy, and he supposedly got his act together with the drugs and shit. But the Hardys, man, they fucked up, man. And I love Jeff, man, Jeff. I always liked them boys.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something. Matt Hardy's wife is fine as shit.
She crazy a motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
Her and Matt got into it. Well, I stopped watching.
It's one thing about crazy bitches. They get in the bedroom. Well, you piss them off, you better sleep with one eye open. Be like, oh,
I quit watching TNA about 3 years ago, man. Mainly
Hulk
because
Hogan
they lost.
I'm like, why did y'all get Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff?
The last time TNA was good is when they had Cornette running the books.
Yeah, Cornette knows how to run a wrestling organization. He don't do that sports entertainment shit. He does wrestling.
Yeah. And Ring of Honor could have been something more than what they are now had, you know, Cornette had, you know, if By the way, speaking of shooter interviews, did you get a chance to go to get those brick outs?
Oh no, I didn't get it. It didn't work for me. I was so busy that it didn't work for me.
Hang on, I don't know why I got you on the line.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hold on, let me give you my email address. Let's try it that way.
Actually, I'm going to the link right now, dog. You should just be able to click on them links I sent you. I'll resend them to you. Or actually, let me do this.
Just send me through Facebook.
Yeah. We'll do it like that.
Yeah.
That's one of them. And here comes the other one. You should be able to go to these. These are on my Google Drive.
Cool.
Let me see. I'm going to test it. Yeah, it'll work.
Okay, I'm downloading these bad boys. Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, you got to click on a couple things to download them, but I'm testing the download right now. It's working fine. When you try to play it, they'll say, oh, it's an audio file. You have to download it. Then you try to download it. Then they'll say, Google Drive can't scan for file for viruses. There ain't no viruses on the motherfucker. I ain't gonna see no damn virus. Besides, NIT check. I'm sure you got protection anyway.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of protection.
Yeah, Brick House had you laughing like a motherfucker. I was listening to that nigga last night when I was going to bed and shit. Nah, he told a story about how him and Deion Sanders were fucking some hoes that they picked up at the strip club and shit. And he said he was fucking three hoes at the same time. He was fucking one hoe with his right foot. He was fucking another one with his left foot. And he was fucking, the other one was riding his dick. That's a bad motherfucker that can do some shit like that.
I'm serious.
Then he talking about how he was doing cocaine and crack with fucking Lawrence Taylor, and that motherfucker kept getting fucking... Yeah, he even said he did something with Muhammad Ali. They ran train on some holes or some shit. See, some of
Muhammad Ali was a damn pimp, though. He had so many damn women on him, funny.
Oh, yeah, he also talked about on one of his shoots that he fought Charles Barkley's sister, man. I'm like, then he went on to say he fucked, Eve, the singer.
Yeah.
Said he fucked Eve.
Well, you know, Eve was a stripper. I remember seeing a picture of her with her pussy spread out. She had a damn, put a damn bottle on her damn pussy.
Who, Eve?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was just a singer. I didn't know she was a stripper.
Yeah, she was a stripper at one point.
Well, Brickhouse was a stripper, I think, before he got into wrestling. Well, Mel escorted one or two. It wouldn't surprise me with some of the shit he talked about. You hear some of that shit?
Yeah. Tony Allen's another crazy motherfucker. Got some wild stories.
I got some Jim Cornette as well, if you want me to send that to you.
Cool. Now, that's the master there. You know, Jim Cornette tell you some wild-ass stories, boy.
Let me see what I got. If we get disconnected, I'll call you back.
Okay.
Or a matter of fact, if we can end the show and I'll just call you right back.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
This has been Smirnoff Live, everybody. Thank y'all for listening. I'm gonna call my boy on the low. And I don't mean gay down low. But download the episode and we'll be back next week or maybe in a couple of days to do another episode, talk about some more bitches.
Yep. And all remember, right. Eat your booty o so you don't need booty.
All right.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yeah.